We see in this video how this woman, Gomer, is battling her past. All the while, her husband, Hosea, welcomes her home. The regret of her past, that regret haunts her still, and the choice still sits in front of her. Her husband, Hosea, knows exactly where she's been and what she's done, and he still wants her heart. And I think oftentimes that fear of acknowledging, the fear of acknowledging the depth of our brokenness, I think it keeps us from repentance, that big churchy word meaning just to turn away from our sin. Our fear, I think, keeps us from faith. Our fear keeps us from godliness. However, as we see in this film, as this representative, Hosea, kind of reminds us about how God sits across from us, if you will. God is the one saying, I know where you have been. God is the one saying, I know what you have done, but still come over to me, because I'm here. You see, what this story of Hosea, this video even, is trying to tell us, tell the people of God, is that God is still always offering a covenant, a relationship, if you will, a ring to slip on our finger. He knows your story, your past. He walked with you through it, even. And yet God still wants you. God wants to be with you. He wants you to be with him. Now, I think that is easier to hear than to remember, I think, for us. But the message that I want you to hear is that sometimes God lets us keep or even hold on to pain or grief or even to recall memories. He does that in order to bring you joy, not to take away pain or to take away grief or even take away joy. You see, God has created you to be an entire person, a whole being, body, soul, connected, talents, personalities, senses, all of them working together to glorify him, God. And that includes your intellect and your reasoning and your memory. Now, as this relationship shows in this video, both from the Old Testament story and this modern-day retelling, is that sometimes our memories, our own internal guilt, instead of it drawing us closer to God, it sometimes keeps us from God. We recall about how actually sinful we really are and wonder not if anybody else would want us, but why would God want us? Why would he want to even talk to us, look upon us, let alone forgive us and love us? And I think that keeps us. I think that's exactly the trick that Satan wants you to play upon. To use your own memory, your own guilt, as if you haven't been baptized, as if you haven't been forgiven, as if you haven't been loved by God still. You see, that's the whole story of not only Hosea, a modern-day retelling of a marriage relationship, but it's the story of God throughout the whole Scriptures. God has bought you back. He has redeemed you, purchased you with his own blood. Because you are sinful, because you can't do it, because you don't deserve it. And that's why the gospel is so mind-boggling, because we remember and what we don't understand God's love. But the minute we do understand God's love, that is when exactly we can learn to love one another better. Because God's love is the one encourages and equips us to love our spouses better, because we can't do it perfectly. It's God's love that encourages and equips us to love our children better when sometimes we don't want to love them. It's God's love that empowers you to do that. And that's exactly what this message from Scripture is trying to tell you. Even throughout Lent, when people are sad, God wants you to be happy, joyous. Recall the joy of knowing that you're redeemed. That's the message that we have. the old saying, to forgive and to forget, I think it's kind of incorrect if you think about it. You can forgive, but you can't forget. You always remember, right? Unless there's something going on that causes you to forget things. God always keeps your memory. And I think he does that on purpose because he wants you to know that God doesn't just forget the past. He covers over it. Just as this, he covers over your sin. Because God remembers what it took to get you to where you are. God remembers how it took his own son to die for you. His own perfect son. His own second person of the Trinity. Our own creator, redeemer, our own God had to die for you and for me. For us to be here today. So, my urging for you tonight, the rest of this Lenten period, the rest of your life, is to remember.